All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world.
This episode is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles. Laura, you've probably heard me talk all the time about my love for Sheets and Giggles. I've been sleeping on their new sustainable eucalyptus sheets for the past 8 months straight. I recommend them 1000%. Every week I wash them and put them back on the bed right away. They're my go-to sheets. All of my other sheets, even the ethical ones, are taking a long break.
After hearing you rave about them for so long, Lisa, I finally got a chance to try their new eucalyptus comforter. So I'm a weirdo. I really like having a comforter on my bed all the time, even when we have the heat blasting. I haven't woken up once hot while I was using this one from Sheets and Giggles. It's a great ethical and sustainable alternative to the down comforter we used to use that's now sitting on our guest bed. Another thing I love about Sheets and Giggles is that they don't use plastic packaging and the materials don't use pesticides, so they're kind to our animal and insect friends.
They also plant a tree for each sheet set that is sold, and they're passionate about giving back. They give 10% off to customers who donate their old sheets to homeless shelters, and they have donated over $40,000 to Colorado COVID relief.
Good Together listeners get 15% off by using the code BRIGHTLYECO at SheetsGiggles.com. All right, it's time for another episode. How are you?
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. Again, we're talking about holidays. What else we want to talk about? Thanksgiving, as we are recorded, is just 1 week away. But of course, all we're talking about our community is, of course, Thanksgiving and then shopping and Christmas gifts. And how can we gift gifts thoughtfully? Apologies for my
Russian accent.
Yeah,
and the theme of this one was, so we actually last year did an episode about experience-based gifts, and it's been one of our most popular episodes because people want to cut down on waste. They want to give things that are going to be in some, you know, in some people's eyes, going to last longer because it's an experience. But because we're now in a pandemic and COVID has really thrown a lot of plans into disarray, we wanted to do an episode about COVID-friendly experiences, because last time, a lot of the experiences we recommended were based on like in-person things. So I know this is something that I've been racking my head for while I think about gifts for family, friends, for Brightly team members. So yeah, I'm really excited we're able to do some digging and get some really good recommendations here for you guys.
Yeah, of course. And if you have any questions about this, if you want more ideas about holiday gifts, go to brightly.eco/gifts. That's the physical products that we recommend that Lauren, our team, have hand curated, if we can say so. And then, of course, we are chatting with our community on Brightly, brand new app, right?
Yes. So we literally just released our new iOS and Android apps. Those are for our community. So if you're excited about what Brightly is doing, you want to get involved. And I mean, there's so many fun things happening, whether we're talking about chats between one another or you want to get involved with our content more. You can comment, you can give us suggestions. We really created this space for our community to hang out in because we know that you follow us on Instagram and TikTok and all the social channels, but a lot of times those places don't have the best way to just interact with each other, right?
Exactly. And our community is interacting with each other. I have to say, there is so much exciting chatter about, you know, in different channels. If you guys remember our personality quiz, Wild Thing, Good Fall, Kind Mind, Slow Fashionista, you are dropped in these different chat groups based on basically your sustainability superpower. That's what we call it. And yeah, people are making connections with each other on literally day one. And it's just amazing for us to see it and be a part of it.
Yeah, it's been so fun. So if you want to join us over on that, you know, that channel, if you will, you can find the app by just searching for Brightly in Google Play Store or your iOS store, or you can go to brightly.eco/app and you will see the links to download it there. So yeah, please do it. Send me a DM. Love to chat with you. Super excited.
Yeah. Perfect. Let's get into the experiences, right? What is the number one? I know, Laura, you found it, and I know it's perfect for me.
Yes. And actually, I'll say that in a second, but one thing I want to mention is one of the reasons why we're excited about talking about experiences is we talked about waste, but you know, waste just from a physical product perspective is one thing, but think about like shipping costs, returns from gifts. You know, there's a lot of waste in general that goes into the holiday season. And we talked about that a little bit in our last episode. So I truly think that an experience-based gift can work for anyone on your list, which is why this is also good. So if you're trying to find something for a hard to purchase for a person, we got you covered. So,
exactly.
So it's really exciting. So gift number one, I would like someone to gift to me because my husband and I were just like taking a look at one of our plants. We have a fiddle fig tree, fiddle leaf fig, and some of the leaves are looking wonky. And he and I both looked at each other and we're like, you and I are not the best plant parents. So the first idea that we have is there's a company called The Sill. They ship plants directly to your door. But if you want the sort of non-physical version of giving someone a plant, The Sill has a plant parent workshop, and they hold these virtual workshops year round. How cool is that?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I need it myself. I mean, you know me.
Oh, she's such a good gardener. Let's not let her say that.
I'm a plant lady, but yeah, even the professionals, which I'm not, you know, you always will have some troubles. And I mean, I think tip number one for plant parents, if you don't want to take that workshop, but definitely do, is just like most of the time we tend to overwater plants. You know what I mean?
And it's probably what we're doing.
Yeah, it's probably what the workshop will start with, you know? So I'm getting you started. But yeah, while we're on workshops, I actually wanted to give a shout out to a very different kind of workshop. But I recently, if you guys have heard me say in the community chat, I recently bought wine glasses from a company called Made In Cookware, We have them on our gift guide list because, again, I'm obsessed with them. They're really high quality, made in Italy. But the interesting part was that once I purchased them, it actually came with a virtual wine tasting or like kind of wine workshop with a professional sommelier, which was completely free.
That's really cool. Yeah, I love that package idea. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I think more brands will start doing this stuff, you know, in the middle, while we're in the middle of the pandemic and kind of finding other ways to provide value to their community and customers.
Absolutely. And so that plant parent workshop that we're recommending from the SIL, you can, again, find links to all of these things in our show notes. But so that's like the houseplant version.
Yeah.
However,
oh, yeah.
What if you are interested in learning how to garden? Granted, that now is not quite the time to get into gardening from like a season perspective, yeah. But like, what about in the spring? I don't know anything about it. What should I do? What should you give me?
Yeah. I love that find. A virtual gardening class via Masterclass. So for someone who is looking to up their gardening, again, you should always be looking to improve your skills, even if you think you got it, or interior design or singing voice game. Or is Masterclass the same ones who do like those famous actors kind
of
courses?
Yes, that's what it is.
So cool.
Yeah. So Masterclass, like Lisa was just saying, they have a bunch of different classes you can gift to people. So like gardening, like we were just mentioning, there's also cooking classes from chefs that you've heard of before. And I mean, it's just fascinating. Natalie Portman, I know, does an acting class. Like, come on, that's so cool. So you can actually either gift somebody a full membership, which I think is on the pricier side, but you can just also choose to gift them one class. So, and that's around $90, which again, is not the cheapest thing ever. But if this is somebody who, you know, really wants to learn, you know, a new skill or a new craft, I think it's a fabulous idea.
You know what? Maybe it's completely random, but you know, I got a punching bag from my husband for my birthday, so I'm looking to actually learn a bit of boxing and just like as a fun workout. So I'm curious if they have something like that. I haven't looked on their website.
They might, but you know what, Lisa? That reminds me, a lot of gyms, because they are not able to be open during the pandemic, have kind of pivoted to virtual classes, so like virtual yoga. Or, you know, virtual Pilates, et cetera. I'm not going to guarantee, but I bet you there is a virtual like kickboxing or some type of class.
That's a great point. Your husband for that. Yeah, that's a great point. And that's how I was taking yoga classes in the beginning of the pandemic. And again, I think it's a good reminder too that the gyms, yoga studios, they need your support, like, really desperately at these times. That would be a great gift that will also do a lot of good for the business owners.
Yeah. And you know, if you don't see a gift option on a website, just pick up the phone and call them or email them, because most of the time those businesses can handle that. You just might need to give them a little bit more information. They might not have the system set up. So I think it's such a good idea. Another idea that we had, so we're kind of in the, sounds like we're kind of in the maker theme still. So cooking. So if you are looking to, you know, gift interesting cooking related experiences, we got you. So Lisa, you want to talk about the first one, the gift of no leftovers?
Yeah, the gift of no leftovers. I love it. So if your gift recipient is always fighting the mountains of food waste and leftovers, I mean, I wouldn't say I fight the mountains of food waste and leftovers, but this is, I think, again, I shared it with our community, my number one kind of goal, sustainability goal, is to cut down my food waste as much as possible. So actually, I would love this gift. So you can give them a subscription to a meal planning app. And that's how, again, we've shared these tips with our community. You can either do meal plan like I do sometimes by hand. But if there is a handy app like that, it's called Plan to Eat, right, Laura? I think there's multiple, but Plan to Eat is the one that we recommend.
Yeah, Plan to Eat is the one I've used and I can recommend it. It just allows you to collect recipes in a more organized fashion. It also like will scan, the URL that you put it in. So you don't have to like go, because listen, we all go to recipe sites and then there's like this personal story and like video ad pop-ups and all these things before the recipe. And I'm like, I love a good blogger, but I feel sometimes it just drives me crazy. So Plan to Eat's nice because it'll just scan that and you can awesome. Like save it. And, you know, and that also is good in case the website, you know, doesn't exist.
And it's, what's the price for Plan to Eat?
I want to say it's $20 a year or might be. Yeah.
It's something like that. It's super affordable if you can use it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And my, my mom actually gave me a gift subscription last year.
Yeah. I remember
year.
You said
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm. So we love that. And we probably recommended this in last year's episode, but it's still a great option. Another gift that I thought was cool, which kind of blends physical and, you know, experience together was, I found this thing that's a handmade hot sauce mm-hmm. kit.
I know. Which, so it's probably on your list, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely it is. And I'm actually going to give it to somebody on my list. This person may or may not be listening to the podcast. I don't know. So there might be a spoiler there. But so if you have somebody in your family that loves hot sauce, you guys probably know if you've heard the podcast before. I'm from Texas originally. I love hot sauce. And this kit that we've found, it's from Uncommon Goods. And it just makes it really easy for people to learn how to make their own hot sauces. And I'm talking about the little ones, not necessarily like big salsas, but, mm-hmm. You know, it looks like you can make like a green salsa, like more habanero. Like, I think that would be super fun to like give somebody the ability to do this and then they can potentially gift those hot sauces later on. Right.
Pretty cool. That's awesome. As you might know, I'm obsessed with hot sauces. I put serrano that I have in my garden. Like, I've been putting it in literally almost every single meal. My husband is like struggling with my cooking a little bit. I'm like, okay, you can chill that. But yeah, that's such a fun gift. And like, I love trying different hot sauces, but again, adding the aspect of DIY, that's pretty cool.
I mean, and you could make, I actually wasn't referring to you as the person I'm giving this to.
I know.
Maybe I should, because yours would be amazing. Guys, Lisa is, she eats so much garlic. She's like a vampire. She eats raw garlic, but it's like for health reasons. But she just put that together with those serranos. Like, it sounds like a really good recipe.
I'm going to be rocking my hot sauce. While we're on the food topic, and I just wanted to mention in general, I think we've mentioned it on like a gift guide episode. Just giving things that people can use up, consumables, is a really kind of healthy, environmentally friendly way. So like, I will be giving my friends, you know, either salt or like olive oils and things like that. I just like love all things food. And I'm, because again, I've mentioned like, I really am like, don't want to give people something they're not going to use. So unless we are exchanging wish lists, I'm never 100% sure that they will enjoy what I'm giving them. But if I give them like an extra virgin olive oil, I mean, there's like almost 100% chances that they will absolutely use it, you know?
Yeah. And you can get, actually, that's like one of the things on my list. I love truffle flavor, and truffle infused olive oil can be so tasty. So that's on my list. I think having these consumables is such a good idea.
This episode is brought to you by Sheets and Giggles, a company with a punny name but a seriously sustainable mission to make better bedding for everyone. We started partnering with Sheets and Giggles earlier this year, and the positive reviews from our community keep coming in.
I've been on a hunt for sustainable bedding for a long time now, until Brightly actually recommended Sheets and Giggles. I would highly recommend. The material is great. I personally tend to get hot at night and my boyfriend tends to get cold. So it definitely serves as a happy medium. Highly recommend.
I also get hot at night, and I found that after sleeping with Sheets and Giggles moisture wicking sheets over the past few months, I can't remember the last time I woke up overheated.
I love my Sheets and Giggles sheets. They're my absolute favorite. Not only because they're super duper soft, but they are sustainably and ethically made out of eucalyptus.
Yep, I love that our scout Ashley called out how soft the Sheets and Giggles sheets are. Plus, the eucalyptus that is in their 400 thread count sheets is grown without insecticides or pesticides. They also just launched a bunch of new colors, and I can't choose between navy, blue, and red. Help me!
Sheets and Giggles bedding is super lightweight and soft, and they really nail it on zero waste packaging.
We recommend Sheets and Giggles for the softest, most sustainable sleep out there. Good Together listeners get 15% off at checkout by using the code BrightlyEco at SheetsGiggles.com.
If you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you must have heard us gush about Nisolo before. They are the makers of the most gorgeous and ethical shoes that somehow hit the perfect mix of style, comfort, function, and sustainability. Nisolo is a certified B Corp and offsets 100% of their carbon emissions.
My favorite part about Nisolo is the quality and the style of their shoes. I own quite a few Nisolo pairs, and they just get better with time. Their designs are classic, timeless, and I can pair my Nisolos with almost anything in my wardrobe. They last forever, too. I've taken a few pairs to the cobbler to get resold, and they come out looking as good as new every time. I'm also a big fan of companies that take care of their artisan partners and work to ensure above fair trade wages and safe and healthy working conditions for all. Nisolo goes above and beyond.
I also appreciate how much thought Nisolo puts into making sure that their shoes will last you a lifetime, well, almost, by sharing product care information and even video tutorials on their website. Making sure that whatever product you buy will last you as long as possible is one of the most sustainable things we can do as consumers. I myself have their mules and summer sandals for over 3 years. I just got my husband the Matteo all-weather boot, and he's been wearing them ever since we've opened the box, for real. Oh, and before I forget, they have socks now. They will make perfect stocking stuffers.
Go to nisolo.com/brightly and use the code brightly for 20% off any styles. That's nisolo.com/brightly. Studies have shown that greening your financial assets, like your savings account, is 27 times more impactful in terms of your personal carbon footprint versus things like eating less meat, using public transportation, and even shopping more ethically. This is because most banks choose to invest their money in fossil fuel-powered industries, and conscious finance makes sure to support greener alternatives.
When I first heard this statistic, my jaw dropped. That's why we're really proud to partner with Aspiration. They've created an ethical financial account for spending and saving that helps you turn every single transaction into a positive action. I actually just activated my Aspiration card today. I love that they're B Corp certified and 1% for the Planet member. And they plant a tree for every Roundup transaction. You can also get $100 when you spend $1,000 in the first 60 days of account opening.
By transitioning from your current bank to Aspiration, you're making a difference with every purchase. Head to aspiration.com/brightly to learn more about socially conscious finance and sign up for a new cash management account. I know that I'm not alone when I say I've been doing more cleaning than ever before lately. My family and I are eating almost every meal at home, and my stay-at-home wardrobe is getting a ton of love, which equals a ton of laundry. It's hard to find eco-friendly cleaning products that actually work, so I was excited when our community recommended Drops as a plastic-free, planet-based cleaning solution.
I got the chance to try Drops this weekend, and I tried their eco-friendly wool dry balls as well. They're super soft and work really well. I have just washed my rug and used the dryer balls to shorten the drying time. Drops is actually most known for their laundry and dishwasher pods. They have over 10,000 five-star reviews. And one thing we like to do at Good Together and Brightly is recommend affordable and effective alternative to big box brands. Drops pods average a cost of 19 cents per load, which is actually cheaper than conventional brands.
I feel like I'm always running the dishwasher, which is actually more eco-friendly and effective than hand washing. Did you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Drops plant and mineral-based dishwasher pods were super effective at getting all of the crud off of my dishes. And I was really impressed with the low-waste packaging that they utilize instead of plastic containers that end up in our oceans and landfills. Plus, they offer free carbon-neutral shipping with every order. Go to drops.com/brightly and use code BRIGHTLY for 25% off your first order. That's drops.com/brightly.
One other yummy deal is the DIY wine and cider kit from Brewsy. I'm literally like, as we're talking, I'm like, I want this, I want that, I want that. So this, I'm definitely adding it to my list.
Yes. So Brewsy is this new company on like a new company on the block that lets you turn fruit juice into like a fruit wine or a cider. And the reason why this is cool is because I think you and I talked a little bit about this in a previous episode, but I'm really interested in potentially doing like homebrew beer
or
home wine creation, both from like a hobby perspective, but then also from a waste perspective, because you can literally just take bottles of things that you already, you know, have, we're going to recycle and use them to store your new brew. But with beer and wine making kits, traditionally, you have to buy a lot of stuff to like handle the fermentation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's a lot of cost to starting up. So the cool thing about Brewzy, and we're not getting paid by Brewzy. I just think it's super cool. They give you a packet of yeast and other things to help with the fermentation process. And you literally can just put it into like a ocean spray.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that juice. TikTok guy.
Ocean spray funny.
Cranberry juice. If you wanted to make alcoholic cranberry cider stuff. And people love it. Like they have a Facebook group full of people who are interested in it. And like people share their recipes. It's super fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely adding that. And it's so easy. I think that's kind of the main trick, because it's if you're thinking about actually trying to do make your own wine, I think that's like such an easy way to get into that. Because like I've been always saying, like I want to try and make my own wine, but it's, you know, let's be real. It's sounds a little bit demanding, you know. So I think that's a fun thing for sure.
Super. Yeah, I think it looks really fun. We, you know, full disclosure, we have not tried Brewzy's option yet, but I think we will try it out soon and let you guys know how it goes. I think it sounds like so fun.
Cool. All right. So I think we're done with like food and wine gifts, right? We have another one, which is kind of more serious, but I think very, very impactful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one idea that we have for you is to actually, as we mentioned on the previous episode, if you're inclined to give cash, right? Let's kind of like make giving cash as gifts, like normalize that, right?
Yep,
There's no shame in that. So one idea, if you are in a position of you'd like to give cash to your friend, you can also encourage your friend to check out some sustainable investment options. For example, Betterment is one of the Brightly's current brand partners. They have just launched their sustainable, socially responsible impact investment portfolios. And you can literally, if you use Betterment, you can choose to invest in these different portfolios according to your values. So give your friend or loved one some cash amount to start this portfolio, show them, and it's super, super, really impactful. The way you spend money, it does make a huge impact. And you can start as low as $10.
Yeah, and this is like not a new concept. I think at least, you know, growing up, my grandparents gave like a small amount of cash to us when we were children with the goal at the time, they put it in a checking account so that we could like learn the value of, you know, interest accruing, basically. That was like kind of the thought with my grandparents. And I think it's a relatively common occurrence with people. So I love this idea, taking it really to another level we grow and mature, which is, you know, figure out a way to teach people about investing in an interesting way. I think we oftentimes as consumers don't realize how much of an impact where we store our money is, or, you know, where it's being managed. Like whoever's got their sort of hands on your cash basically controls a lot of things. So, I mean, choosing to support an organization like Betterment or some of the other options out there can be like not a super obvious thing to do with cash, but I think a really important and impactful thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what else do we have here on our list? Cash, but there is a different aspect of cash, a value-focused donation. It's actually, I think we're bringing it up every single year, you know, about kind of this is the season to give gifts, but also to do good, to support some of your favorite causes. And one of our scouts suggested that then they're not doing like a traditional gift exchange, but instead they're donating on each other's behalf to everyone's favorite different nonprofits and charities. So I think that's super important to remember as a really, really impactful option, especially this year.
Yes. And so Lisa mentioned we have a quiz that you can take in the app that will kind of help you understand where your values align. We have like four different groups that you can fall into. So that's like kind of a fun way to figure out really what matters the most to you. But even outside of something like that, I think it's really important to, you know, talk to the person you'd like to give this gift to, understand what their values are, and then you can do a little bit of legwork yourself if you'd like to come up with a new type of charity that they might not have suggested. So we like to recommend the resource, which is called Charity Navigator. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the best in the business to understand where money actually goes when you gift it to a nonprofit or an NGO. And one of the things I wanted to bring up, because it was asked in our in the app and in just in our community in general, which is, what about these, you know, the NGOs that allow you to like gift an animal to someone in a developing country? We yeah. talked a little bit about this last year. And, you know, the jury is out on whether or not that is the most impactful way to help people in the regions that they are active in, right? So you, if you Google this, you'll see that there are a lot of people on the pro animal gifting side. There's a lot of people on the negative side. So I encourage you, before you make that type of donation, to kind of read through and make your own decision. I actually spent a long time looking through it myself, and I was not really left with a solid conclusion there either. But of course, this maps to what we talk about on this podcast all the time, which is there's a gray area for a lot of these things.
I So one organization that does it is Haifa International. Yes. I actually, again, both me and you, I had a lot of experience in the nonprofit sector, and I'm always like kind of try to be analytical, right? And do my research with every single charity. So I'm actually... I haven't researched that topic. Like, I haven't read the latest research of this for sure. Like, I've been in the nonprofit sector probably like what, 7-8 years ago. But I would have done it. I think it's impactful as a kind of sustainable source of either business, right? If you give someone a cow, they can be making the cow will be making milk. The farmer will be able to sell it, right? Or at least have a milk supply. So yeah, do your research. And one, I do want to give a shout out. I'm personally donating to Doctors Without Borders. It's one of my favorite causes. I was, when I was in Berkeley last time, of course, there's all of this, you know, volunteers on their cause. And of course, he made me sign up. But I was like, you know, I do love this charity, and I'll just sign up for a monthly donation. They do amazing work. Again, I wasn't forced into doing this, but it kind of reminded me of this option. And I was like, you know what? I feel good that I'm doing like a small monthly donation to this charity that I'm like 100% support. And like check them on Charity Navigator again. Don't take our words for it. Don't take anyone's words for it. Always do your research. And then another one is Give Directly. That's another kind of hot and very innovative nonprofit. It's based in San Francisco. It's literally give cash to people in need, people living in poverty around the world with no strings attached. And that's their whole premise. And they have done a lot of research that proves that their approach actually works. It sounds kind of crazy. Like, you assume that people will, you know, go and spend, you know, the money on booze. Unfortunately, that's like the first idea that people have. But they have done their research, they have data that proves otherwise, and that actually helps people, you know, overcome poverty by getting this essentially like not even loans, just like cash transfers, unconditional cash transfers, which is amazing.
Yeah, that's a great option. And I think, again, one of the other reasons why these types of gifts are so impactful is, number one, they're not leading to physical waste in most instances. And number two, they're last minute. So we talked a little bit about last episode. We talked about how this year in particular, it's going to be a challenge to get gifts, physical gifts at least, to people on time. Everybody is so conditioned to shopping on Black Friday that it's highly likely that COVID and a few other things that are kind of working against us in the retail industry, I suppose, us as consumers, it's going to be difficult to get your gift on time, right? So for some reason forget, you leave someone off your list that you shouldn't have, or you just end up not having an idea until last minute, most of these things that we're talking about can just literally, it's like an e-card kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Talking about e-card, of course, like the most, sustainable, environmentally friendly version of gift card isn't an online gift card. So I'm traveling. I don't think my friends are listening to the podcast, but maybe I'm traveling to Virginia and I'm like, okay, well, I can either ship stuff to all of these friends there, which is, again, not ideal, or I can take some stuff, like if it's small gifts, I can take them with me and give it to them then. I'm thinking I'll probably do a combination, of a small gift or maybe just like a holiday card, right? And yep. an e-gift card, especially because I do want, again, to give them something that they will definitely enjoy, they will use. I think gift cards, we always love to remind you, it's a great option. It's not boring. People will really enjoy whatever you will give them. And another shout out to our favorite brand. My friends gave me a Patagonia gift card for my birthday. And of course, sure enough, I got exactly what I wanted.
Gift cards, 100%. And you can always give gift cards, like digital ones, last minute. The other thing that my mind was sparked to think of when you were just talking about traveling. So regardless if you're traveling or not over the holiday season, I'll give this advice just assuming that people are going to travel. One thing that I found that's been helpful is I actually will wait to purchase gifts until I get to the destination. So that will cut down. Obviously, I don't have to ship things. I'm supporting businesses in the local area. Granted, in today's day and age, who knows if you're traveling, who knows if stores are even going to be able to be open. But I've found that to be kind of a fun thing to do as well, like arriving a day or two early, going shopping, and then doing it that way. So that can be another way to cut back.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you for giving me this idea. And again, shopping small, supporting your local businesses is huge, especially this year. So definitely do that. And again, you're cutting down on shipping, just like you said. So it's a great option.
Absolutely. So I think that's the end of our list. Like I said, this was not an exhaustive list. There's hundreds of experience gift ideas that I'm sure we could all come up with. But I know we keep talking about the app, but seriously, we have a channel that's called Product Recommendations, where people are literally asking each other for advice. Lisa and I weigh in too. And, we of course have debates in there about whether or not things are ethical and sustainable. Yeah. So it's a really fabulous place to be. So if you need help with gifts, just like come join us on the app, ask us some questions. We're happy to do it. Lisa mentioned, I, alongside some other Brightly team members, curated hundreds of gifts this year for hundreds of ethical and sustainable gifts for our audience like you. So I have all these things on the top of my head. If you don't feel like asking me, don't forget you can go to brightly.eco/gifts and you could see all of these picks that we're excited about.
And a few more things that we're discussing in our community of course, holiday wrapping, really packaging, right? Eco-friendly holiday packaging. It's a whole other episode, but do check it out. Another place where you can find other holiday tips, community collected, is at brightly.eco/holiday tips. I think we already gave a shout out to this. We have eco-friendly, environmentally friendly food recipes, activities and games, holiday decoration tips, eco-friendly packaging, all of that good stuff. And before we go, I want to give a shout out to a few of our scouts who gave us a few more ideas for DIY/experiences gifts. Catherine Gatewood, one of our VIP scouts, that was a really interesting one. That's kind of like COVID-friendly, experience gifts. She said, one of my friends was going to travel to Spain this year, but obviously she can't now. So for her birthday, we got her Spain in a basket. We found a basket around the house, found some Spanish recipes, got a book about the part of Spain she was going to, and printed out some pictures of when we went.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah, of course. Another scout, Ciara Fitz, she's saying she's turning an old jean jacket into a tie-dye 80s jacket for my best friend for Christmas. All of the patches I bought secondhand. I found some old costume jewelry at a yard sale last month, and I started breaking the jewelry apart. She'll be finished this week, and I can't wait to see the results. And I think we've been hearing a lot of advice around going shopping for gifts at antique stores, thrift stores, yard sales. Again, again, you will have tons of savings and you will find really, really unique things there, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a really, it's a great idea. So we hope that you feel empowered and you feel like you can conquer the holiday season this year. There's a lot of changes that we're all kind of working through, and you know, feel free like to be extra excited about them this year. Like, I actually am going to put my tree up a little bit earlier than I usually do.
I was going to say, we already see Christmas trees already in people's windows, and me and my husband like, what's up with it? Probably people are just like, you know what? I'm holidays, you know, like,
yes. Yeah, no, we have like a, so I, in our family at least, we typically will put it up after Thanksgiving.
That's, yeah, like, that's what people usually tradition. Do. Right?
Mm-hmm. But this year, we're recording this episode like the weekend before Thanksgiving, and I think I'm literally going to put it up tomorrow.
So you already went, they're already selling Christmas trees, or you guys have a, like,
we have month? We have a faux tree, mm-hmm. That we've, you know, used for a few years now. And actually, we literally just today on Brightly's Instagram shared a post talking about, you know, the difference between getting fake and real trees. And if you're going to get a real tree, there's certain things you should probably think about, which we talk about on that post. But if you have a faux tree, use it, please, yeah. Please do not throw it away, because it's certainly going to just sit in a landfill. So like, figure out a way to use that sucker forever.
Yeah. Again, there's always a good and bad side to everything. And that's why we're here discussing this on the podcast, discussing all of these aspects of sustainable, eco-friendly living. And it's not black and white. It's not perfect. And we are all for it, especially with the support of our community.
Absolutely. Well, this has been such a fun episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Laura. Talk to you later.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.